So there's two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. The kingdom of God versus the devil's kingdom. What are the data points? There's two kingdoms. You've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light if you're saved. The other data points are your mind is spirit. Your mind is spirit. Be renewed, be transformed, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So your mind is spirit. So if there's two kingdoms, and God is a spirit, the angels are spirits, the devil is a spirit, there's two kingdoms. What is the kingdom of the devil? Fear, doubt, worry, the works of the flesh. Galatians 5:19, 5:20, 5:21. What's the kingdom of light? Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. So if you're walking in fear, if you're walking in doubt, if you're walking in worry, if you're walking in laziness, if you're walking in Galatians 5:19, 20, 21, you're in the kingdom of darkness. You've put your hand or your foot into the dark side. What happens when you walk in the dark side? Your mind is in the dark side. Is the devil able to read your mind in the dark side? Yes. Is God able to read your mind? Well, when you go into the dark side, God lets the devil and his minions correct you. Think about it. He's created a Turing machine, And God uses the devil to cut out your flesh mind. God will use the narcissist, the psychopath, to cut out your flesh mind. They know you don't belong. How do they know? It's a spirit world. So when you walk in the spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. When you walk in faith and not fear, when you walk in truth and not lies, when you walk in righteousness and not unrighteousness, then you're in the kingdom of light. Can the devil mess with that world? No. The devil is diametrically opposed to the kingdom of light. So when you're walking in the light, they can't even see you. Now what they're trying to do is pull you down into the kingdom of darkness so they can see into your core. Think about what's happening here. Your body's a temple. So they want to defile the temple. How do they defile the temple? It's a spiritual warfare. They want to get into your inner core. The CIA is Central Intelligence Agency. They want to see in. The Holy See, the Catholic Church, Babylon, wants to see the whole pie. They want to see the whole pie. Holy See. Whole spiritually see. The letter E is spirit. They want to see your inner man. That's why they want you yoked up with Jezebel. That's why they want you laid up with Jezebel. That's why they want you drunk. That's why they want you fighting. That's why they want you caught up in a Jerry Springer reality. Because they want to see inside. They want to pull you into their darkness, their dark realm. They want to pull you down to the kingdom of darkness because they want to defile the temple. They want to see. They might not call it defiling the temple, but if you look at the Gentile nations who went in, they want to steal your power. So the Gentile nations went in and stole the Ark of the Covenant. But when they took the Ark of the Covenant, what happened? The Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. The Bible says not to marry an unsaved person. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, don't yoke up with them. Don't fellowship with them. when the Gentiles took the Ark of the Covenant and back to their land, it started causing all kinds of havoc. See, the unsaved think they see your love, they see your joy, they see your peace. They're drawn to that. But they're not, they can't handle it. The flesh mind cannot handle freedom. They need the law to keep them in check. They don't have the Holy Spirit to keep them in check. They need the law to keep them in check. They need the fear of God. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. You need, and when you're in the flesh, you need the law. The letter of the law killeth. You need the fear of God. You need the fear of law, because the flesh is only restrained by the law. The letter killeth. They will do evil because it's their nature to do evil. So the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness are diametrically opposed. And if you walk in that darkness as a born again, they can read your mind. They can attack you. They can mess with you. They're going to try to anyway. And the only way they're able to do it, now how would they do it if you're in the spirit walk? They can only do it by memories that you have sowed in Mother Earth. It's a spiritual reality. So the way you used to be lazy. You used to be mean. You used to have road rage. You used to have drunkenness. You used to be carousing. You used to go to the bars. You used to do this or whatever. Anything that's in the flesh, you used to do. You used to chase skirts. You used to do this. Whatever you did in the natural created a copy. You reap what you sow, right? The farmer sows seed, he has a harvest. You sow what you want to reap, you reap what you sow. And so what you did in the natural created a pattern in time. Time is just a repeat. Time is the same stuff every day. So what does the devil do? What are the minions of the devil? What are the slaves of the devil doing? They don't, if you're in the spirit walk, they can't read your mind. What are they doing? They're going back in time and looking for patterns that you used to have. The devil cannot escape time. The unsaved cannot escape time. They're addicted to the cycles. They can't escape addiction. That's why they're addicted to drinking, addicted to smoking, addicted to cursing, addicted to lying, addicted to stuff that's destructive. They have to follow a pattern of addiction because time is befallen and they're still in the cycle. They haven't been birthed out of the cycle. What is the purpose of the woman having a cycle? To birth in the baby. And so until Christ be birthed in you, they're still in the cycle and they haven't been birthed out of time. Why do you think I stress that you got to escape time? Time doesn't really exist to the spirit mind. You can use time while you're down here in this body to have a harvest, to seed and harvest, seed, harvest, seed, harvest, seed, harvest. You reap what you sow. You sow to the flesh, you die. You sow to the spirit, you live. So my point is, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to you're partaking of the kingdom of darkness. If you sow to the spirit, you're partaking of the kingdom of light. God will scourge every son he receives. My whole stress, because I don't have long to say this, this is so important. God just revealed it to me yesterday. I knew it, but I didn't know it. I mean, I knew it, but I couldn't verbalize it. I didn't really see it like I see it now. He had revealed it while I was doing that other message the messages on the disc. Look, the agents, the minions of the devil can only see into your core if you're in the flesh. And they can only see the fear, the doubt. They can't see faith. They can't see truth. They can't see love. All they can see is the fear and the worry and the stress. all the negative parts. They're masters of the flesh. Just like you should be masters of the spirit, they're masters of the flesh. Why aren't we masters of the spirit? If the Bible says if you're saved, if you have the spirit, walk in the spirit. The Bible says that. If you got the spirit, walk in the spirit. Walk by faith. What is walking in spirit? Walking in love, walking in truth. What's love? It's the opposite of fear. It's faith. We love God because He first loved us. God made a way of escape. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. If it's already done, if it's already finished, why is there fear? It's already finished. There's nothing. They can only throw a fear dart to pull you back in the flesh. Now you claim the blood, you go focus on truth, and you focus on the truth. And also the patterns that other people create, they know that there's a common human condition. And so the common human condition that everybody else is living in, especially the news, the media, and all that, they're attacking you in areas that might not apply to you, but it applies to the common human condition, and it might pull you down. The devil's an AI program, spiritual program. He's always attacking. The witches, they're tied to the devil. They sold their soul to the devil. So they're in the cults and the covens are in every city. There's usually five witches around you messing with you all the time. Long time ago, when I was on Yahoo talking, God revealed to me there was five people trying to take me down. Five people. It wasn't an audible voice, but it's like He said, four or five people trying to take you down. That's what I heard. But it wasn't an audible voice. It was like in my spirit. There's always five in the coven. They can't work alone because they have no power. And think about it. They're in the dark side, so they need other people they can throw that rebellion response that they reap what they sow. If they're in the flesh, they reap the flesh. They have to be... They have to have other people around them so they can throw their curse onto somebody else. That's why they're always trying to pull people into their coven so the new people, they can put the curse on instead of them getting the curse. That's why they have flying monkeys to throw the curse onto them.